Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Thursday, March 28th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. The concrete jungle where dreams are made of welcomes a new resident to Times Square. Hell's Kitchen begins Broadway previews tonight at the Schubert Theater. Loosely based on Grammy winner Alicia Keys' adolescent life and driven by some of her biggest hits, it played a sold-out run late last year off-Broadway at the Public Theater. The principal cast is led by Malia Joy Moon in her Broadway debut. Hell's Kitchen also stars Shoshana Bean, Brandon Victor Dixon, Keisha Lewis, and Chris Lee. The book is by Christopher Diaz, with choreography by Camille A. Brown and direction by Michael Greif. Opening night is April 20th. In Russian lottery ticket news, three shows have just announced their policies. The Heart of Rock and Roll, which begins previews tomorrow, will allot 25 in-person rush tickets sold at the James Earl Jones Theater box office on 48th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues for each preview performance, priced at $25 each. After the show opens on April 22nd, rush tickets will cost $45. They are first come, first serve, pending availability. The box office opens 10 a.m. from Monday to Saturday and noon on Sundays. Free entries for the Heart of Rock and Roll's $49 digital lottery launch at midnight the day before a performance at rush.telecharge.com and close at 3 p.m. Winners are drawn that same day at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Each winner can purchase up to two tickets. The West End import of Cabaret, beginning previews at the August Wilson Theater on Monday, is launching a $25 digital lottery through LuckySeat.com. Free entries open Saturday, March 30th at noon Eastern. According to Broadway World, for weekday performances, entries will be accepted until 9:30 a.m. Eastern the day before the performance, with winners being selected beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern and continuing throughout the day as needed. For weekend performances, entries will be accepted until 9:30 a.m. Eastern the Friday before, with winner selection following at 10 a.m. Eastern and continuing throughout the day as needed. Winners will have a limited window in which to purchase and claim their tickets, so those entering are encouraged to keep an eye on the drawing on the dates they have entered. You must have a Lucky Seat account to enter. And lastly, the Lincoln Center revival of Uncle Vanya, beginning previews on April 2nd, is launching their digital lottery next week. Free entries open at midnight and close at 3 p.m. the day before a performance at lctlottery.com. Winners are selected at random at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Each winner can purchase up to two $48 tickets. Two old faces will be returning to the long-running Chicago next month. Bianca Marroquin and Natasha Yvette Williams will assume the roles of Roxy Hart and matron Mama Morton on April 8th for a limited run. Marroquin, who replaces Vanderpump Rules star Ariana Maddox, was part of the reopening cast of the Broadway production post-COVID, debuting as Velma Kelly. Williams recently starred as Sweet Sue in Some Like It Hot, for which she earned her first career Tony nomination. She was last in Chicago right before the COVID shutdown. Chicago, the longest-running American musical in Broadway history, continues at the Ambassador Theater. The Notebook is presenting a special post-show event after the 7 p.m. performance on April 2nd. An encore song will be performed on stage by the show's composer, the indie singer-songwriter Ingrid Michaelson. A talkback and Q&A session with cast members will also take place. Catch The Notebook right now at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. And finally today, the new play Stereophonic is beginning Broadway previews a day earlier than expected, on April 2nd. All tickets for this added performance cost $40 and are now on sale at telecharge.com, giving fans the opportunity to catch it first. Stereophonic's playwright David Adjmi said in a statement, "When I was a small boy, my mother took me to Broadway shows every other week. She could afford to do this only because theater was so much less expensive back then, and those shows changed my life. In this spirit, we are excited to offer $40 preview tickets to Stereophonic. I am thrilled to be able to share our show with as many theatergoers as possible. Opening night is April 19th at the John Golden Theater." And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.